Captain Murphy. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Well, I'm sorry that we have to talk for the first time about a sad story, but there was a fire in the Lansing area which involved the loss of life. Tell us the story from the fire department's perspective.
About 3:30 or 1:30, I'm sorry, yesterday afternoon, we received a 911 call from a resident of an apartment complex who heard a smoke detector activated, and when he investigated, he found smoke on the second story, and he found the apartment where the smoke was coming from, and he opened the door and found the resident there, conscious at that time, and sitting on a sofa, and tried to get the gentleman to leave, and he refused. So the neighbor left the building and called 911, and when we arrived, we found fire coming out of the apartment window.
Was there any way to remove that person from the fire, from what you know?
Yeah. Unfortunately, he had moved from where he initially was seen by the bystander, and he moved to one of the bedrooms. So he was not in the original location, and that's where we started our search. And we couldn't get to him until the fire was out. The fire was between the door and where we found the victim.
And do we know the cause of the fire?
That is under investigation. My understanding is the fire marshal is going to be back there this morning continuing that investigation.
Now, this individual has not been identified yet, but he was taken to the hospital where he was pronounced dead. Is that true?
Yes, that's true. He was still still had some vital signs when we rescued him, and when we transported him, unfortunately, he did not make it.
Okay. Were any firefighters hurt?
No, there were not.
Was anybody else in any other apartments damaged in this?
No other apartments had fire damage, although the apartment below did have some water damage.
All right, so there are some displaced people.
Yes, and that's primarily because we had to shut off the electrical to the building.
And I imagine that since the fire is still under investigation, hopefully maybe sometime today or next week you'll know what the cause of the fire was.
Yes, hopefully by this afternoon we will know.
All right, well, we'll stay in touch. Captain Maggie Murphy is with the Lansing Fire Department. Thanks so much, Captain.
Thank you.